Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Over Days with Murph. Today on the show, we welcome super talented songwriter Kimberly Kelly. We'll talk with Kimberly about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. This should be fun. And I've also got, as usual, my buddy Craig with me. Hey, Craig, how are you, sir?
Pretty good, Cody. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. I see we've got our special guest on, so let's go ahead and welcome the incredibly talented Ms. Kimberly Kelly to the show. Hey, Kimberly, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for doing this today.
Absolutely. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you're good.
Yes.
So,
Kimberly, I saw you for the first time perform at Erin Endelin's mini show that Thursday, CMA Fest week. And I thought that you were a fantastic artist. And since then, I'm definitely eager to see you perform again, especially now that you have your EP out, which is fantastic. So you're
a huge
up-and-coming Next of Woman Country artist. And hopefully next year, Karen Fanchild will mention you within 2019 CMT Women Showcase.
That would be amazing.
Yes, it would.
As you heard earlier, we played the song that you sent over for us. And, and I'm going to tell you, I love the throwback of this song. The throwback vibe. I love it.
Well, I appreciate that. We tried to make a record. I just set out to make it as if it were a record that I grew up on, you know? So it was all about the songs. And when I heard that song, it kind of had that throwback feel like you're saying. And I had to record it.
It reminded me of kind of like a sort of like a Riders in the Sky meets a Dottie West, something like that.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
Hey, Craig, can you take your phone off speaker for us, buddy?
I'm sorry, Cody. I had to because I was just in the car. Now I just got home.
All right, never mind. That's fine, buddy. But anyway,
okay.
So I wanted to ask you, Kimberly, before we get into the show today, just kind of introduce yourself and tell the listeners how you got into music in the first place.
Okay. My name, like you said, is Kimberly Kelly, and I'm originally from Texas. I live in Nashville now. And being from Texas, I was fortunate enough, once I kind of realized that music was something that I wanted to do, I went to the community college and completed the commercial music program at McLennan Community College in Waco. And after I finished that, I was able to just start playing gigs around the state of Texas, and I put out 2 records back home. So I just kind of being in Texas enabled me to just dive right into it. And then my sister, actually, Kristen Kelly, ended up with a record deal in Nashville, and that's what brought me up here in the beginning was I came up here and started singing backup with her while she was opening for Brad Paisley, Rascal Flatts. And so that's what finally brought me up to Nashville. So it's just, I've kind of been immersed in it just being from Texas, you know?
Oh, wow. Kim, did Kristen Kelly, I didn't know Kristen Kelly was your sister. Didn't she do a duet with Lance Carpenter?
With who?
Lance Carpenter?
That's Crystal Keith.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I missed the wrong double
okay.
K.
No, it's not. I don't blame you. There's too many K's.
Yes.
You know, when I heard the name Kristen Kelly, we actually follow each other on social media, so I know your sister, too.
Awesome.
So, being from Texas and being in the Texas country music scene, which I dare say is much bigger down there than the Nashville music scene is. The Texas country scene is much bigger. Did that kind of get your feet wet as far as how the business works prior to moving to Nashville?
Yes, absolutely. Exactly what you're saying. Because Texas, you know, has its own thing down there. There are radio stations. I went out on radio tours, visited stations. You know, there's charts down there. So you really, it's a good place to get going. And like you're saying, get your feet under you.
I did have some kind of fun get to know you question, if you're okay with it.
Say that one more time. I missed that.
I did have some kind of fun get to know you question, if you're okay with that.
Absolutely. Hit me. Go ahead.
Awesome. If you could go back and change one thing about your career thus far, would you, and what would it be?
You know, I used to answer that question by saying I might would have moved to Nashville sooner, but I'm not sure that that's even valid anymore, you know, because once you get to where you're going, you kind of look back and see how everything worked out as it kind of should. But maybe I would say that I would be more courageous and just, you know, a lot of times stop yourself from sending an email or making a phone call. And I think that maybe I would have told myself, I feel like I'm pretty good about that now. And maybe I just would have told myself back then, like, just make that call. You know, the answer's always no unless you ask. So maybe just to not be so timid.
You know, and I'm the same way. When I'm reaching out to guests on the radio show, potential guests, I'm always worried. I'm like, should I actually send this email to this
right.
artist or like I'm trying to move up in the ranks a little bit to more major label artists. So I'm always worried I want to make a good impression on their management team, but then again, it's like, should I actually send this? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm glad somebody gets it.
Yeah,
I'm
it's exactly
gets
that,
that
sort
too.
Of thing.
I am so glad somebody gets that too. anyway,
mm-hmm. Yep.
So this is kind of a deep question. I mean, the top interviews I do is I want to make you think. You know, this is where this next question comes in.
Okay.
When everything's said and done with your career, 30, 40 years down the road, whenever that might be, what impact would you like to have on the music industry?
I would like to have, you know, spread some joy, possibly. 'Cause, you know, it's that saying, like, people forget what you say and what you do, but they'll never forget how that you make them feel. And so if I just hope that through the songs that I write or the songs that I sing, that people just hear themselves in them and they hear their own stories, and that even if it's a sad song, that they just find some peace and joy in knowing that, you know, hey, I'm not alone in that. So I just hope that I bring a smile to some people's faces.
Right. You know, and that's the same thing that I try to do on the show. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I will tell you this right now. As a radio host, nothing makes me happier than seeing good people succeed.
Yeah.
And if we can be some small part of that, whether it's if somebody here's the show and books you guys for a gig or a book set next interview with you. I feel like we've more than done our job as hosts.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I commend you on that.
You know, I've been in love with broadcast radio pretty much as far back as I can remember. I feel it's only natural that I become a host myself. It was only natural.
Yeah.
And it's been 6 years so far, and I'm loving every second of it.
Good.
But I did have that kind of, before I got into music 4 years ago, I was covering another industry. So when I switched from the Hollywood world to Nashville, I had questions. I was like, would this show be accepted by the artists, by the listeners, by a country radio in and of itself? And within 4 years, safe to say that it has.
Good.
Okay. So this is always a interesting question to ask. If you weren't in the music industry, if you weren't in the business, what would you be doing right now?
You know, I have a master's degree in speech pathology.
Mm-hmm.
And I still do that part-time, so I would just be doing full-time speech therapy.
Oh, wow. So you do practice this in Nashville, Ken?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Seriously, when I was very young, when I was first born, I needed a speech pathologist to start speaking.
Did you?
Yes,
mm-hmm.
I did. And then there's some people a few years later said, Craig, you never should have went with a speech pathologist. You were better off not saying anything as it is. This is a joke.
Just
kidding.
Oh, wow.
But I would have taken you in a second, Tim. You weren't practicing 30 years ago. I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry.
I wanted to ask you a question. As a creative person, which I know you obviously are, coming from a musical family, obviously, what inspires or motivates you
to write or just make music, or all of it?
Just everything in general. I mean, as a person, what inspires or motivates you?
As far as music, you know, I just love country music so much. Like, some of the music that I grew up on, just the sounds and the stories. And I think my life in general, you know, my family, my friends, my upbringing, I related so much, so well to some of the stories that were being told in those songs. I felt so connected to them that it just inspires me. Like, well, that's what I'm supposed to do. That's how I'm going to tell my story. That's how I'm going to connect with people. You know, and then just going back to spreading joy, I think I'm motivated by people and success stories, and I'm motivated by, you know, some victories. Like, if somebody's having a hard time and they find a way to find something positive out of it, all that kind of stuff motivates me.
Right. Since you're down there in Nashville now, and speaking of Nashville, I'm only about 2.5 hours west of Nashville. It's my favorite city in this entire world. It's my favorite city in this entire world. As a matter of fact, I was there about a week ago. also. I was just in Nashville about a week ago. I co-hosted a independent country music award show down there in Nashville.
Oh, you did?
Yep.
Craig in his kitchen?
How did you know it was
the
kitchen?
I have no idea what that is.
I'm sorry.
I got home
from work, and I had to start cooking something at 6:30. I don't like to eat at 8 o'clock, because then it sits in my stomach. I'm trying to lose weight. So forgive me, Kim.
To get us distracted for a moment, but I think I even heard him turn on the microwave.
I didn't know you realized you heard the microwave turning on.
Oh yeah. Make sure you cook up something for me too. I mean,
exactly.
You know what? I'll still attend the next show that you're playing in Nashville while I'm there. I will bring you something that I cooked, and I'll say it was during the show, and I preserved it just for them.
Oh, that's hilarious. But, Nashville is like my second home. You know, I have family that lives about 30 minutes outside of the city, so I go and crash on their couch pretty much every opportunity I get.
Yeah, I don't blame you. It's a fun place to be.
I'm going to be going to Nashville between November 15th and November 20th to get away for a few days. If you have any shows between that time period, please let me know. I would love to come see you.
I'll let you know. I might be getting ready to go home to Texas for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, understood. Awesome. Just like I'm cooking, you need to cook too with the turkey. That is.
That's right. That's right.
Food wise as well as music wise. Oh, sorry.
Yes. So, I wanted to ask, what's your favorite place to play in Nashville?
My favorite place to play in Nashville. You know, I've played the Bluebird. Well, you know, I'm lying. I've gotten to sing harmony with my sister and then with Aaron Enderlin at the Opry. So I've been either a guest or a harmony singer at both of those places.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to be able to go back and play either one of them myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's not really they're my favorites, but I feel like I haven't even gotten to do it rightfully so myself yet. But
and you will have your moment, Kim. I fully believe
you.
Thank you. Aaron Enderlin is fantastic. Because I met you at her show during CMA Fest. We also had the pleasure of having Aaron as our second guest this year on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And she's fantastic, just like you were.
Yeah, thank you.
Probably the last question I've got for you. Well, the last two questions, anyway.
Okay.
Whether it's in your personal life or professional life, what's the best advice you've ever been given?
The best advice I've ever been given. You know, it changes. Probably just people tell me quite frequently different things and ways to just not worry. Just try not to worry about things, you know. So I've gotten 1,000 different one-liners and quotes, but really, you know, I wasn't given this specifically, but there's that saying that Dolly Parton has always said when it comes to music, you know, be on time, show up, stuff like that. It's like you can't get anything done if you don't show up to start with. Try to be on time,
right,
because that's, if you don't respect yourself, you know, you're not respecting yourself if you're late, and you're definitely not respecting the other person's time. And just like I said earlier, you miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. So just,
right,
I don't know, just keep on going and
keep on
so.
Trucking.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep.
And, you know, I always try to fit this question in, but has there ever been a moment for you, whether it's on stage or in a writing room somewhere in Nashville, where you just look around and you go, how is this actually my life right now?
Definitely singing harmony at the Opry. Definitely. Standing there, because it had been so long since I'd done it with my sister. I almost, you know, it was a distant memory. And standing back up there with Aaron and just thinking, I did it again. I somehow created a relationship. This is one of my best friends. We're friends. I'm standing up here with my friend. I got to come up here again, you know, and just really looking out there and being like, oh, my gosh, little old me from Larena, Texas. And I just remembered something that my roommate told me that I feel like is one of the best advice given to me recently. I knew if I sat there and thought about it for a second. She says, ask yourself this. If you're asked to do something, if the answer is no to all of these, then you should say yes to it. So let's say you get asked to go to some event or some party or to be a part of something, and you're not really sure or you're thinking you don't want to do it. Well, you should ask yourself, A, am I going to physically hurt someone? Am I going to hurt anybody, including myself? Will I wind up in jail, or will it ruin my reputation? And if the answer is, if none of that's going to happen, then you should just say yes and go be a part of it. get off your butt, do it.
That brought up something that I saw in a video one time. This guy was a former U.S. Navy SEAL, and he said, me and my brother were always coming up with crazy schemes when we were younger that I'd always get roped into being a younger brother. So I knew if he's come whatever scheme we had cooked up, not dragging a leg or missing a ton of blood, I knew it was fine.
Yeah, same kind of thing. If it's not going to wind you up in jail, if you're not going to hurt anybody, or is it going to ruin your reputation? Is it going to hurt anybody? Or I forgot the third one already. But anyways, if the answer to all those are no, then you should go to it. And she also says there's no such thing as being overdressed. So.
Right. Last question.
Let me ask you a question. Actually, Kim, you said there's no such thing as being overdressed. Would you make an exception of 100-degree weather, going to a pool and a barbecue? Wearing a suit might be a little overdressed, would you say?
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Temperature-wise, yes.
So, last question I've got for you, and I believe I already know the answer to this, based on what you said earlier, professionally speaking, what's the best thing that's ever happened to you?
You know, like you said, you're already thinking, probably being able to play at the Opry. Sing harmony at the Opry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just being able to make music with my friends and my sister. I mean, she got to travel around and open for Brad Paisley and Rascal Flatts and Alan Jackson, and I got to go with her. You know? I mean, That's insane. That is absolutely insane. It's,
you know,
it's crazy.
And I will tell you something too. I went to the Opry on my birthday as a guest of William Michael Morgan. Okay.
Crazy story. Oh yeah.
Crazy story. I had tweeted William just asking for a birthday shout out, just on social media, you know, just like a normal friend would, okay? And he tweets me back and goes, "How would you like tickets and backstage passes to my Opry show tonight?" I almost fainted, Kimberly.
That's amazing.
I mean, I'm just like, wait, what?
That's
<You know>?
Amazing.
I went backstage to meet him. I met three of the four members of the band Delta Ray, who are just incredibly talented. I mean, they are so sweet. And it was like, it was seriously like I'd known William for 10 years.
Yeah, that's sweet.
He is probably one of the best dudes in the industry. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, I'm glad that he made that memory for you.
You know, and being the extreme music fan that I am, I was like, wait, is this actually happening? Somebody just please mention that.
Yeah.
But that was probably one of the best birthdays since my 21st.
Oh, good.
Well, do you have any more questions for her, Craig?
Well, yes, Cody. Hey. Cody, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you, buddy.
Okay, Kim, what's something that we had planned to ask, but I guess it's the best for last. You did your last Facebook Live. Was that a total surprise from which you became engaged? And congratulations, by the way. Was that a surprise?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Absolutely, 100% surprise. I was just cruising along talking about my EP, and, you know, he helped produce it. And so when he said, he's usually not in those with me. He'll play guitar, but it's just focused on me. And so even when he said he didn't mind being in this one, like in the shot, I didn't think anything of it because I thought, well, maybe if somebody asks a question about the production of the project, he'll jump in. And then when he said, "I have something else at the end," I thought, well, what's he going to do? Hand me some flowers? I have no idea. Something that has to do with the project. And then when he turned around with that ring, I said, oh, my God, 17 times, 18 times.
Oh, my God.
Total shock. I was not even thinking about that.
Well, it's related to the project. It's related to the post-project, actually, with the wedding. This is a big post-project,
exactly.
Let's just say.
Yeah, right? I guess he's going to help me produce that project as well.
Yes, he was very clever about it. It worked perfectly, like a charm.
Yeah, and then our families could go back and watch it. And everyone else got to watch it. It was just a very genuine, sweet way of sharing that moment with people, you know?
I'll have to.
Absolutely. It was great that everyone on Facebook got to see this special occasion that will last forever with you and them, of course.
I'll have to definitely go back and find that video and watch it because I hadn't seen it yet.
Yeah, well, it's there. You can watch it.
Awesome. Hey, thank you so much for doing this. This has been so much fun.
Oh, no. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
It's been an honor, Kim. You know, thank you so much again.
Yeah.
Yes, it has. You know, And I tell all my guests this, and I'll tell you the same thing. I will do everything in my power to make sure that your music is heard.
Well, I appreciate that very much. It means a lot.
Absolutely. And I've just got to tell you, this past 30 minutes or so that we've been speaking and the song we played at the top of the show, there's not a doubt in my mind that you're going to be a star.
Thank you very much. That means a lot.
Absolutely. So I think I'm going to let you go, but you've got a open invitation back to the show anytime, and I'd love to have you back on sometime.
I will for sure do it. I would appreciate that greatly, and I've enjoyed talking to you.
It's been fantastic talking to you,
later,
too.
Kimberly.
Look. All right, I'm going to go make me something to eat now.
Talk to you. Have a good night, Kim.
Okay, see ya.
See ya.
All right, see ya. Well, that was fine.
Yes, it was. The only thing is, if I knew I was going to cook, I should have cooked it yesterday and sent it by overnight to Turin, Tennessee.
Oh, that's funny. Well, hey, next week, who do we have on the show next week, buddy?
Oh, yes, we have the wonderful Melissa Miller, who will be stopping by next Tuesday. And I believe next Wednesday, you will be interviewing the Grammy winner, Grammy-nominated artist, Natalie Jean.
I will. And I met Melissa, oh, gosh, it's been years ago since I met Melissa. And she's she's one of my dearest friends, and I cannot wait to talk to her again.
Me too. I've had the occasion of seeing her perform twice, once with Sarah Spencer and another in a singer-songwriter round with Lane and Megan Golden. She was fantastic both times.
Awesome. I think I'm going to let you go too, buddy, and get ready for my own interview on TNN Radio in about 20 minutes.
All right. Well, have a great interview tonight, Cody, and I'll speak to you next week.
Oh, man, I'll talk to you later.
Go to it.
Well, hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Kimberly Kelly. Like Craig said, Tuesday at 5:30 Central, we have the super talented Miss Melissa Miller joining us. And I have an interview on my buddy Ben's radio station, TNN Radio, in about 20 minutes that I have to prepare for. So I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.